Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. Time now for the championship part of the indoor track and field season. The Tigers heading to Fayetteville, Arkansas for the SEC Indoor Championships. It will begin on Friday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Well, you talked last week about sending one group off for a distance medley relay. And boy, just a very good outcome for that one group, coach.
Absolutely. Couldn't be happier for the guys. They went up there with a mission and accomplished that to go out and run their best, run a really good performance. And we thought we were looking pretty good until all the dust settled on the weekend, and we found out we're currently sitting at 13th on the descending order list. So we're going to have to run it back, and we'll do that at conference. But broke the school record. Several PRs abound on that relay, and I'm really excited about it because I think this is part of the process of broadening our squad and doing a few more things to help us to be more competitive in the conference and nationally.
All right. Now on to the Southeastern Conference Championships, Coach. Let's just talk about getting ready for this week, getting everybody there. This is a big endeavor when you head to a championship like this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're traveling about 94, 95 people, given the athletes and staff and all logistics involved with that. We'll be up there for up there until Sunday morning. We'll head out early Sunday morning to return back to Auburn. But really, our focus needs to be completely on getting our student athletes ready to compete. We want to go up there and represent Auburn to the best of our ability and slowly move up the ranks of the conference to a point where we're a championship caliber team.
All right. As you look at conference championships, and it starts on Friday, just what do you see? I mean, maybe pick a couple of events, both sides, the men and the women, that you're looking forward to seeing the Tigers compete this weekend.
Well, I mean, obviously, we want to get off to a great start. You know, you can score a few points on Friday in the throws, which has traditionally been a strong area for our program over the past 4 or 5 years. So we got to score a couple of points on Friday to give us a little bit of a head start on Saturday, because it's really, really competitive on the track. The SEC meet year in and year out is one of the best in the country. And, we can't quite fill all the areas, so we have to maximize that. And so our real focus is on the multis on both the men's and women's side, the jumps on primarily the women's side, the sprints primarily on the men's side, and then the relays with the women's sprint 4x4 and the men's DMR.
Are you healthy, somewhat healthy, heading to Fayetteville?
Well, we got a little rough news this morning on a couple of kids who aren't quite ready to go. We're relatively healthy, but we're still a little short. We've had a couple of issues that I think are going to keep some pretty prominent people out of the meet. But it's next man up. It's a championship. The date's not going to change. Sometimes people do, but really what matters is the name on the front of your shirt.
Talk about the facility that you run in. This has got to be one of the best indoor facilities that you see year in and year out.
Yeah, one of the best. Arkansas and the University of Arkansas, their staff and their coaching staff and support staff do an excellent job hosting the meet. The Southeastern Conference does an amazing job administering the meet because, I mean, you got some of the most competitive athletes and coaches in the country in one room there, so it can get a little spicy. But we all have a healthy respect for how difficult it is to win this league. But we also, at least from my perspective, I look at the league and I see that there are obviously some advantages that some programs have. Arkansas has a great advantage. They host it quite a few times and they have one of the best facilities in the country, and they're difficult to beat. And that's going to be the case this weekend.
Coach, one, safe travels, getting everybody there and back safely. And we wish you all the best this weekend at SECs.
Great. Thank you.
War Eagle. Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.